details.
Boston's fastest growing financial news station, the Money Matters Radio Network. Visit us on the web at moneymattersboston.com.
Twenty-six forty-six, actually. 35, the Dow is down, but holding steady at 10,640. 11,94, the NASDAQ's down. That's 22,83. And S&P is down 5.12 at 11.20. Bob O'Hara joins us in studio today. He is the owner of O'Hara Exit Planning, EDU, O'Hara & Company. We can talk about both of those today, Bob. 978-240-9860 is his phone number. He is at 1 Old North Road, Suite 101. Is that 1 Old North Road?
That is 1 Old North Road.
Suite 101 in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, and that's 01824. You can find him online at exitplanning-edu.com or oharaco.com. So tell us a little bit about what does Oharaco do, sir?
Basically, what we do is we help business owners figure out what they're going to do with their ownership interests over a long period of time. So if you own a business, at some point you're going to exit it. And then the question comes down to what happens to that business, where does it go, and how do you set that business up to succeed without you at the head of that business?
Okay, so let's play real life then.
Mm-hmm.
I open a restaurant. It's terrific. It's really starting to work quite well. I open two more, and all of a sudden I've got three of them, and we're juggling like crazy, and 10 years have flown by, and my kid is getting, oh my gosh, and I don't know what to do, and should, with real estate the way it is, should I be looking at opening a fourth restaurant, and then big conglomerate comes winging in, or better yet, is that something you help people plan for?
Well, I think that is ultimately the question that every business owner has to kind of confront, because if you do own a business, you're going to leave it someday. And realistically, the question has to be, what do you want to have happen to that business? And what do you need to put in place so that that actual event can take place? I think that's always been the big issue with owners is that, you know, you start a business, you operate it, it's successful, and then it's like, okay, now what?
Now what?
And that's where you get into this point of dealing with those issues long before they come up so you can actually plan out that now what.
Now, in real life, I have two fascinating scenarios there. Okay, one guy, all of a sudden, before he knows it, and he's got 8 or 10 restaurants, and the big conglomerate comes swooping mm-hmm. in, and he says, you know what? You're right. I'm gone. Here you go. But then 2 years later, he gets the twitch again, and he can't stop it. And then there's the other guy on the other side that sort of gets 2.5 restaurants, and the third restaurant doesn't do quite as well as the first two, but the first one's really kind of keeping him in business, and he really is. Now, both of these people have to exit their business,
right,
but entirely different circumstances.
That's exactly right, and there is no right or wrong answer. I think the key is that when you plan on exiting your business, the same rules, the same set of guidelines are true no matter if you plan on that big conglomerate walking in to buy you or if you're going to sell it to your children or a key employee group. There's basic fundamentals that every business needs to have. And as owners know very well, if you follow those fundamentals, you can build a successful company. It's the same logic that goes into when you want to exit your company as well. And so we tell owners to think this way, but think this way ideally 6 to 8 years before those events come up. Because there are things you're going to need to put into place to make that company successful. So like in your example, these restaurants, there are needs going to be some key employees that are really going to be able to help the company without that owner present. And that's what the conglomerate's going to like. You know, there's someone in there that can run this business without that owner's guidance. And the same thing with if you're going to sell it to a key employee group, are those the people you're confident in that can run that business without you?
So truthfully, it's positive planning for a little bit of the unknown. Is that correct?
That's exactly what it is. And I think that's the one reassurance that business owners can get from all of this is the fact that you can plan it. It's fundamental strategic planning. It's part of being a business owner. And it allows you then, right, to have at least a set of guidelines that you can compare your plan to. So as events take place, we were just talking before how there's so much uncertainty, but at least as you're going through the life of business ownership, you have this opportunity to measure your plan against what's happening and how does what's happening to you impact that exit strategy.
Now, the next question that they've given me, Bob, I can answer this one.
Yeah.
The answer to this one is everyone.
Right.
And the question is, how many business owners are facing this issue? Everybody that's got a business, truthfully, should be looking at this issue because that leads us right to the next question. When do they want to really look at this issue?
I emphasize to owners, you should always begin with thinking about the end in mind. You know, I mean, it doesn't, as you're starting.
Wait a minute, Bob, I'm trying to work hard. I'm trying to make this a success. What do you mean start talking about the end?
Well, the question is, are you doing the things that are going to allow you to build a successful company that you'll realize the value from? And I think that's what a lot of owners, you know, they go through the day-to-day operations and running the business, never thinking, am I doing those things that ultimately are going to realize value for me at the end of the day? Or am I just working for a paycheck? You know,
that's therein lies the real issue, isn't it? Because if we take it sort of a step back, a lot of your visionaries are the ones that, you know, come up with the product or the idea. They're not great business people. And then we have another group of people that are just hard-working souls, and they're going to grind it, and they're going to get every penny out of it and work their tailbone off. And then we have the other people that just kind of step in the proverbial bucket, and all of a sudden it's working. You know, it goes, they're making cookies in their kitchen. The next thing you know, they've got all kinds of them out there. And every one of these people should be looking 6, 8, 10 years down the road. And when do they come to you, sir? How do they suddenly realize, hey, wait a minute, I need to talk to Bob about this?
Well, basically, and that's why we created that website, the Exit Planning EDU site, is really there to educate the business owner on this subject so that they can make that determination of what is it that I'm missing today? What is it that I may not be thinking about today that's going to come into play down the road? What are some of the questions that I'm going to encounter as I hear about this subject? So I basically set up that website because it was very apparent to me. If you walk into any bookstore in this country, you can find information about how you start a business, how you operate a business. You're going to look long and hard to find anything about how you leave a business. And so I've been trying to fill that void with this website so that owners can go there at their leisure. The content is free to use there.
It's okay to tell people what the website is when you say this website.
Oh, sure. It's exitplanningedu.com. And it's there for the owner's benefit to take a look at and literally spend some time looking at all the different bits of information that are out there and that's available so that they can become more comfortable with, okay, am I dealing with these subjects? Maybe I already thought about it, maybe I haven't.
And just to be clear, we're not saying this is the death knell. You should be saying, I'm going to be out of business in 8 years or 10 years. This is just sort of proper planning.
Exactly right. You know, and I think, as I tell every owner that I meet, if you own a business, there are only 5 ways fundamentally you can leave that business. You're going to sell it to a co-owner or family member. You're going to sell it to a key employee or key employee group. A third party is going to walk in and offer you something for it. You'll die owning the business, or you're going to liquidate it. One of those 5 things are going to happen. Now, the good news is all 5 of those events can be planned for.
And can all be good.
Exactly.
Except for the dying part.
Well,
you're
right. Your family will be happy you planned. Yeah, your family.
Oops.
Exactly. So the family will be good, but not so much.
So that's a key issue because, you know, I can see it. What do you mean, talking about the end? But the end is, it's a natural part of the business evolution, isn't it?
It is, and I think the way I also preface this subject to owners is that really what you're trying to do is you're preparing the business to live without its owner, and at the same time, you're preparing the owner to live without their business.
I was just going to say, that's got it. For some people, they might be like, see, I'm going golfing. Nice to talk to you. Dave's in charge. Bye-bye.
Right.
For other people, it must come out of there, the proverbial from my cold dead hand.
That is a big aspect. I think sometimes people hear this subject, they go, oh, this is a financial discussion. And while the financial part of it's one piece, the emotional part of this is a significant piece as well. Because owners need time to be able to emotionally detach themselves from what they've spent their entire life building and growing.
And by the way, their grandchildren and their niece and their nephew and everybody and their brother is working for them at this point. That
exactly.
Must be a terribly difficult discussion to have.
It takes time. And again, that's part of the process. You know, I always tell owners, when you begin this, what are you going to do once you exit your company? What is it that's going to excite you? And you need to start doing those things today. You got to start working on those so that when this moment comes, and this moment will come, if you're going down this path, it will happen, and the planning will take place, and then you're going to do that. You have to be excited about whatever that is that you've prepared yourself to do so that you'll want to continue down this process.
How much time is sort of a good amount of time? Is it 10 years, 15 years?
Ideally, you'd like to say 6 to 8 years. And how you come up with that number is realistically, it takes about a year to create and build the plan. You need to bring together not just one group. You know, you need to have different skill sets working as a team here. So we encourage owners to bring together their attorney, their CPA, an advisor such as us. You may need a business consultant, a business valuation person, all working together to help this owner do this task and this job. And it's going to take time to first build that plan together with this team and then execute it.
And is it a clever strategic maneuver to sort of build a business to sell?
It's risky. That's fundamentally why you build businesses,
right.
You know, is someday to realize the value or to transfer that value
but
to someone else.
But some people don't do that, Bob. You know, that's nice to say that, but people, they live there,
right.
Okay? They
mm-hmm.
can't break away from that, and they might in their brain say, well, that's what I really did it for, but they do it because they love it. They can't help it.
And that's exactly, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, and I tell owners, you know, it doesn't mean you have to leave. It just means that if you're choosing that path, we know where that path ends. And so when that day takes place, the business can continue on and succeed without you.
And it's a good place. Going to the golf course or riding the boat is a good place to go.
Oh, I know owners that are using their business as a hobby. You know, they become financially independent. And they just like to go to their business and work and just do it part-time and let everyone else do it.
I'll be there Tuesday from 3 to 6. Wait, I'm already there Tuesday from 3 to 6. You can find Bob at 978-244-9860. This is the Money Matters Radio Network.
President and founder of Coastal Finance, as well as your co-host here at Money Matters. Coastal Finance provides the key to unlocking the wealth in your home. A reverse mortgage is a government-insured loan that allows seniors 62 years and older to tap into the equity in their property to create tax-free income. There are no upfront costs and no payments for the life of the loan. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.coastalreverse.com, where you'll find a free reverse mortgage consumer guide, important news, and product developments in the reverse mortgage industry. We also offer free in-home consultations to help you determine if a reverse mortgage may potentially be right for you. Call toll-free 888-974-6262. Again, 888-974-6262 to speak with me or one of my senior reverse mortgage consultants today and find out how much you may qualify for in a reverse mortgage.
Mass license number MC5160, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Sterling Financial is committed to creating and executing quick, appropriate investment plans that make sense to you. In fact, the most important asset Sterling Financial provides is personalized service, a way of making the investment process easy and enjoyable. To speak with Jonathan Price or any member of the Sterling Financial team, call 617-558-3213. That's 617-558-3213 or online at www.sterlingfg.com.
You want pain relief that's fast? You want pain relief that's strong? Then you want Advil Liquid Gel. They're faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Advil Liquid Gels. They rush real liquid relief right to wherever you hurt, so you can forget about your pain and get back to your day. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Money Matters, morning edition, weekdays, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Join me, Joe Mantricardi, and co-host Joe Chica, the second and fourth Thursday of every month from 8 to 9 a.m. MetLife Financial Services, 508-614-4405.
So the amazing thing, though, Joe, is what we find is the overwhelming majority of people out there today do not have a financial plan for their future.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact...
What's the number on that? It's scary, actually.
It absolutely is.
I mean, it's as scary as how many people don't have a will.
Right.
You know?
That's right. I think people tend to shy away from creating a will because it's actually facing the inevitable, and that's our own mortality. So it's unfortunate. I've seen many signs on the highway as I'm driving where people will plan more for a two-week vacation than they will for their own future.
Yeah.
Which is it's a shame.
Money Matters Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., only on the Money Matters Radio Network affiliate, WESO AM 970.
The Money Matters Radio Network, your exclusive home for Joe Mangiacotti, June Knight, Dennis Vaughn, and Chuck Nilasek. Boston's home for finance, the Money Matters Radio Network.
O'Haraco.com, exitplanning-edu.com. Bob O'Hara is our guest, and he has a fascinating business. It's about exit planning, and what he's talking about, frankly, is your business. 888-205-2263 if you have a question for Bob, because what he is saying flat out is, look, at some point you're going to leave this business. Let's start planning for it now, because guess what? There are good things on the other side of this plan.
Exactly right. Exactly.
So once you get the emotional issue, must be the hardest one to overcome. I mean, financially, money, sitting down, saying, okay, one and one equals two, folks must get that. emotionally leaving their business must be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, and I think that's what takes, we talked before, that takes the most time is to get an owner to get excited about what their life will be like without that business and what are the passions they want to pursue and not waiting. I think the big issue that you run into is people saying, all right, I'll wait till the event happens and then I'll start doing this.
Then I'll figure it out.
Exactly. And the answer is no. You need to literally go out and do that part-time because part of the process of all this planning is to make yourself independent of the business, which means you're going to have more time to do those things. So it's kind of that transition of, you know, letting up on the accelerator on the business, but putting it down on these other passions that you have and start enjoying those things and getting excited about those.
That's the old adage. The key to good management is not how well you can get things done, but how well you can get others to do them for you.
That's right. And are you, as an owner, focused on those things? And are you
when you sit down, okay, just for fun, let's say I've got five dry cleaning outlets. I'm employing, 75 people. I've been doing it for, let's say I've been doing it for 25 or 30 years right now. I'm closing in on 60 years old. I've got my family working for these places. And I start to say, geez, there's got to be something better. Bob, come help me. Take me through this. What are some of the first things we're going to talk about?
Well, ultimately, you have to answer three fundamental questions. How much longer do you want to stay in this business?
Okay. Which must be a tough one for people, especially if it's a successful business. If the business is dwindling, it's not as good as it was 8 or 10 years ago, I get that. Maybe next week I wouldn't mind being honest. But especially if it's still cruising along and successful, that must be a very difficult question to answer.
Well, I think that's the thing of getting in their minds, though, is what is it going to take? What's that period of time that you envision? Now, we know statistically the average business owner out there is roughly 57 years old. We also know about 70% of these owners would like to be exiting their companies in the next 15 years. So you're going to find a lot of them at the same time frame of saying, okay, I'm about 60 years old now. You know, my dad retired when I was 65, and I'm probably thinking about the same thing. So that's what you normally see. So, or I'd like to become independent of this company, but still just oversee the operations or be like the chairman of the business.
See, now that's where Katie was talking about during the break, because you can set the deal so that you're still getting a little bit, you're getting some change every now and then, even after you've sold the business, provided you do it properly.
Exactly. And so you also have to start thinking about what you're going to need for annual income to make sure that any kind of arrangement you get in a buyout will be enough to fund your annual lifestyle. A lot of owners think in lump sum, but the reality is when you do, the majority of these events take place internally, family members, key employees. I'd say about two-thirds are internal transfers, internal sales. So you're going to be seeing an annual income stream from a transaction as opposed to a lump sum payment coming from a big conglomerate.
Are you 57 years old? Do you have a plan? Do you have a business? When do you want to retire? We'll be back right after this from Bloomberg on the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report. I'm Michelle Steele. Wednesday, the Texas Rangers go up for auction with Nolan Ryan's group leading the bidding and News Corp reportedly interested. But there's a dark horse in this race who plans on making his own bid. We're talking about none other than Mark Cuban, a guy who brought the Mavs from nowhere in the 90s to a conference title, but on the way also becoming one of the most outspoken and fined owners in sports. Dane Perry, a columnist for Fox Sports, says Cuban would be outstanding for baseball. Perry says he'll invest in the team and his track record speaks for itself. By the way, we took a look at their track records as owners, and Cuban bought the team in 2000. He's made the playoffs for 10 straight seasons. News Corp, on the other hand, owned the Dodgers from 97 to 04. No playoff appearances. That's the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report. I'm Michelle Steele.
We are mid-sized businesses,
the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/Cognos.
Price assumes a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
Hey, Mom, got my back-to-school list. It looks expensive.
I'm going to Staples, so bring it on.
Flash drive.
Chump change.
Graphing calculator.
Holla, holla, I'm saving dollars.
Spiral notebooks.
Ain't breaking my Benjamins.
And a laptop.
Cash stash intact.
Ooh, ooh. Can Dad just take me?
Saving on your back-to-school list is easy at Staples. Now get an Avery Economy Blue Binder for only 59 cents. Back to school, back to savings. Staples, that was easy. In-store only while supplies last. Number 3 offer and take a 410.
Keeping an eye on your wallet is what we do best. It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Send the Money Matters team instant feedback at moneymattersboston.com or call in with your questions at 888-205-2263.
6 minutes left to closing bell. Oil's up, gas is up. Watch out, the pump's going up. S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ are all just down slightly. Nothing to worry about. June, sorry, my dear, but road work has closed two lanes on I-93 North near Medford. Hopefully you have already skirted home and you are headed down Route 2. But watch out for that one. Two lanes down on I-93 North near Medford. Sometimes I wish you folks could stay with us during the break because we were having fascinating discussions. We were talking 57 earlier, and now you've got a fun fact about 70, Bob.
That's correct. Statistically, we know that if you're 70 years old and you own a business, you'll die without ownership interest.
Which still is a good thing.
It can be planned for. I think that's the thing that's always positive, that every event that you have as an owner can be planned for. So there's no need to be distressed about it, just regards that you should plan that that will be the case. So even those that are 68 years old and haven't done any planning, you know, you can do planning with this. And the other thing I was going to point out is the fact that you have the voluntary exit, which you need to plan for, but at the same time, you also be doing some contingency planning for this business so that if you don't get to that voluntary event, you know that you've put in place a business that can succeed without you if something was to happen to you suddenly. And that's just as important in this process.
So at 57, 55, generally, because it's a broad brush we're painting here, if you've got a business, you ought to, at the very least, be planning on some type of exit strategy.
Start thinking about it. Definitely start thinking about it. Become knowledgeable about what it is you're going to encounter. What did you have to deal with?
People don't know that. What are some of the general guidelines for them? Yeah, that's where you come in, right? What should I deal with? Okay, how about this? I'm sitting down. I'm thinking, geez, I'm 57 years old now. I've got to start planning about exiting. What? What am I going to plan for? Where do I go from there?
Well, the first step is realistically identifying, you know, how long do you foresee yourself being in the business? You have to ask yourself.
Let's stick right to your 8-year deal. Okay. All right, so we've got that question, all right? Eight years away. Pretty happy with it. 65, see you later, bye. That makes sense to me, 57 to 65.
The next thing is, whom would you expect to sell this business to? Do you have an idea yet who you would identify to be the successor internally, or are you going to go for an external sale? Now, the minority of the sales are external sales, so you have to keep that in mind, that there are two avenues here you're going to pursue, but they're the same issue. You're going to need that key employee person, those 1 to 3 people to run the business in your absence. A buyer from the outside is going to want that, but they also may become the buyers of your business as well. So you're following the same path. I would tell an owner, do you have 1 to 3 people, 1 to 3 key people that run this business?
You better have.
And those are critical. Now that you identify who those people are, know how much longer you want to stay in the business, and then figure out how you incentivize those key people to be with you and help you build that value and stay with the company.
It sounds so simple, and we touched on it briefly because I want to talk about this one, and we've still got a couple of minutes left. How you came up with this one, okay? You didn't just walk into a bookstore and say, wow, I see all these books that say start a business. I don't see one that says how do you exit a business.
Right.
How did you come up with this, Bob O'Hara?
Well, basically, over the years, I've worked with a lot of closely held companies and saw this as a huge issue, that it's not being dealt with. And there was this gigantic issue facing these companies. Now, I actually went out and bought a business myself, and so experienced a lot of these issues from the technical aspects, but also the emotional aspects. And so I've seen and experienced a lot of what we've talked about here, and realized that there was not this issue being addressed to business owners in a comprehensive fashion. When they talk to someone about this, they'll deal with it on a specific legal issue, or a tax issue, or maybe a business value issue, but they don't deal it in totality, thinking that all of these things should be working together to help me realize the value I'm creating here.
Are some of the other common mistakes?
I think the biggest common mistake that you find is owners not identifying soon enough those key people or finding those key people that are critical to their company and then nurturing them and mentoring them to help them build a successful company with the owner. That would be the thing that when I meet owners are like, you know what, I've never really spent a lot of time thinking about that. and who are these critical people? I would tell every owner out there, focus on that first issue first and make sure those people are on the same page with you.
And what are the resources that they can turn to right now, fine sir? What business owners out there, where can they find you? What are the resources?
Well, I would just tell you to go to exitplanning-edu.com, exitplanning.edu. It all gets you to that website. There is a vast amount of knowledge and information there, and I keep updating that on a daily basis out there, what I'm seeing, what I'm reading, and where you can find information. So feel free. It's there for owners, and that's why I created it for them.
1 minute. Give them the rundown, the quick one. Hey, get a plan. Start sooner rather than later. Ready, set, go, Bob O'Hara.
Well, just know that you can plan for whatever event's going to happen as being a business owner. I think that it's not a stressful event wondering what ifs. All the what ifs can be dealt with, and you can plan. Give yourself enough time to think about this planning, and give yourself enough time to execute the plan.
Proper planning prevents. And the other thing that we want to reiterate here is this is a good plan, right? This is good news that this is going on.
Exactly right. This is very positive. This is about you creating something that now you want to realize the value from, either internally or externally. But this is your years and years of hard work being rewarded.
Robert, thank you so kindly. I told you the half an hour just flies by, doesn't
pleasure.
It? An absolute pleasure, fine sir. Bob O'Hara is the owner of O'Hara Company Exit Planning, EDU. That's where you can find him at exitplanning-edu.com or oharaco.com. 978-244-9860. Fascinating, Robert. Thanks a million.
Thank you.